Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our 93.7 The Fan Pirates insider, Jason Mackey, just watched the Pirates fall in Bradenton. Now 0-7-1, the last Grapefruit League team without a victory in exhibition play. Now, Jason has said repeatedly with us that he thinks this team will be better than the 69-93 record that they produced in 2019. Jason, you holding firm on that, or are you starting to wobble and waffle a little bit?
No, I'm not going to waffle based on 8 spring training games. I think that would be too reactionary. But, you know, I feel like, you know, I've come on with you guys and Dice and whomever else, and you know, I'm usually probably on the more optimistic side than some people with the Pirates. And I feel like I've tried to, you know, look at them objectively and give them the benefit of the doubt. But, and it's spring training, but it's not good. It's a lot of runs. And I can kind of understand the idea that, like, you know, the bats are going to lag behind the pitching. But, I mean, that's kind of where I have the issues or the concerns. And they're not huge concerns. It's still spring, but like they have to pitch better than this. There has to be some better results. It has to turn around. This isn't good enough. And again, it's not freaking out. It's not doomsday. It's not anything like that. It's just, you know, it has to be better.
How did Chad Kuhl look today?
Chad Kuhl did look good. We actually just finished talking to him. I was happy that interview ended before this interview. But in any case, like he threw a lot of breaking stuff. I'm not sure if that was by design. He said he was just calling what they were throwing, what they were calling. But I liked what Chad Kuhl did today, and I think he's kind of in an intriguing spot. You know, he can be a bullpen guy. I don't know if I, you know, see him immediately grabbing that fifth starter role. I see kind of Stephen Brault grabbing that right now. But you know, he threw well, and I think he touched 94, and it's good to see him back.
Jason, if this team's bad, do you think they'll at least be interesting? Like, I see Jim Bowden saying today that he thinks the Pirates should sign Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them doing that. Do I see them being interesting other than signing Yasiel Puig? Yeah, I do. And maybe that's just, you know, I'm jaded, or I'm looking at it through a beat reporter's eyes where, like, I'm paid to think that everything's interesting with this team. But I mean, to me, you have a, like, what happens with Chris Archer? What happens with Keon Akella? What happens with Adam Frazier? What happens with Josh Bell? At some point, is there some discernible direction here? You know, if the spring training results would continue, they would be one of the worst teams in baseball history. Like, I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, I look at that and, like, what if it's really bad? What happens then? What kind of pressure gets put on?
What do you think happens then?
If what? If they're, like, just...
Oh, for the spring.
No, if they're not a good baseball team, what do you think?
I'm kidding.
If they're not a good baseball team, what do you think happens?
Nothing. I don't think anything changes. I think it depends on individual performances at that point. And if Archer's pitching well, if Kell is pitching well, which I realize those things don't square with being a bad baseball team, but you know, you're going to move on from those guys. And frankly, if they're an average baseball team or even an above average baseball team, I wouldn't be shocked if they move those guys if they have good first half. So, I mean, I think that what they're going to do is going to be the same stuff they're trying to do. And I realize that's a message that doesn't really resonate with Pirates fans. They're going to sort of prioritize a couple years out, trying to get more talent, trying to build for the, you know, somewhat recent future while still trying to not completely mortgage the present. And can that be done? It remains to be seen. I mean, I think you guys are probably in the camp of seeing a team go all in one direction, like strip it down and be definitively one thing or the other. But I don't think that's what they're looking at here.
Jason, I know you threw in the required and understandable and appropriate caveats of it's spring training. You know, this stuff happens in spring training. Is there any, I guess, consternation or not nervousness, that's not the right word, but is there any annoyance with the fact that they haven't won a game yet inside that clubhouse? Has the manager seemed at all annoyed and not just chalking it up to, hey, this is spring training, everybody's working on stuff?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any of that tangible annoyance or frustration. At least we haven't picked up on it. I haven't picked up on it. I asked Derek Shelton, you know, 20 minutes ago, like, do you care at all about results? And his answer was basically what I'm saying to you guys, that, like, no. I mean, and he's trying to say that in a way that, you know, doesn't get him killed, I think, where, you know, like, it's just a tough line to walk, right, guys? Like, of course you care. Nobody goes out and does this for a living and just doesn't care. But are you going to freak out over spring training? And no, I mean, they're not going to. And I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying that, you know, they've walked too many guys. Too many balls have been up. You know, some stuff in the field today wasn't great. They make an error. Brian Reynolds loses the ball in the sun. One of his throws is offline. They take an extra base. He scores. Gerard Dyson probably should have had the ball in the first inning. Like, there's just stuff there. Like, it's. I think they had three wild pitches. They're allowing stolen bases. Like, that's just not stuff that's going to be tolerated when you have such a slim margin of error to begin with. And so, yes, it needs to improve. But
you know what? I'm happy you brought his name up. This is gonna sound very drastic, but I'm serious when I say this. I would think about not having Dyson on the team. Because of this, if he's really going to have this surly mood where it's like, I don't want to be here, this is like baseball Siberia. If I'm trying to set a tone and create an environment for a new team, if I'm a manager, I don't want somebody like that around. I get it. We're not going to be a good team, but you're a professional. And if you're going to mope around here and act like this is like the worst possible place to be in the major leagues, we don't need you. We don't need you to hit 220 and steal 25 bases. We can find somebody else to do that.
Andrew, I've literally been in the same room as Gerard Dyson every day since he's made that comment. I fly home tomorrow. I've been down here ever since. He's not a jerk. He's not a, you know, this baseball Siberia, whatever that analogy was.
Was like, he taken out of context?
No, he wasn't taken out of context. What he said was exactly accurate. And there's nothing wrong with thinking that way. Like, who the heck wants to come to the Pirates? You know,
Derek Shelton does.
Yeah, I mean, Derek Shelton's not a 35-year-old center. I know what Dyson was getting at, man. Like, he's looking for a job.
Well, so do I, but I don't think I'd want – if I'm starting to set a tone, how valuable are guys that just want jobs? How do they make us better, big picture, in the long run? Guys who just want jobs.
Well, I mean, the Pirates could have had Kevin Pillar and they didn't sign him. They could have had other center fielders and they didn't sign them. Like, it's a marriage that – you know, they both sort of need each other. The Pirates need a cheap center fielder that can maybe talk to some of the young guys, which Dyson has done a lot of. And two, you know, Dyson needs a job. And so why not use each other for a year? Like, I think of the analogy of David Justice and Moneyball, right? Like, where Billy Bean says, I want to milk the last ounce of baseball out of you, and you want to stay in the show. Like, that's what this is. And why is that a bad thing? And if he was a you know, cantankerous jerk or whatever word and that, you know, description I'm looking for, then fine, but he's not. Like, he's a decent dude. His teammates like him. The coaching staff likes him. Everything I've seen out of him, I like the guy. He's not a jerk. But, like, he made one comment and people are, like, painting him that he's just a malcontent or something. He's not. He's just, it's the God's honest truth that this is probably the best offer he could get.
Jason, what is something that you personally, they're 0-7-1, but whatever, what do you think is something besides the pitching that you need to see the next week of spring ball Like, I saw you point out that there was just some lax fundamental play as far as getting guys over. Just little things that a team like the Pirates, that's probably not going to score a ton of runs, is going to need to do collectively to be whatever they can be this year. What else needs to happen these next, I don't know, 7 to 10 spring training games, you think?
Yeah, I mean, the fundamental stuff was weird because it's actually been pretty good so far this spring. This was kind of an outlier in terms of the, you know, wild pitches, stolen bases allowed or whatever. They played pretty clean games. So I'm not going to go there. One thing I'm looking at, and it's not, you know, anything that the alarm bell should sound on, but, like, Josh Bell hasn't totally looked like the Josh Bell of old this spring. Like, his timing looks a little out of whack to me, looks a little bit slow. I talked to Josh a couple days ago about his swing and, like, the whole process that he sort of goes through, and it's complicated. But he was telling me, like, one of the times where he feels out of whack is when he ends up, like, up on his toes. And I watched one of his swings today where he's laid on a ball, you know, opposite field. Like, he just was not getting his swing going in time. And that's exactly how he ended up, on his toes. Like, he just does not look like he's found it yet in the batter's box. I don't even recall him squaring a ball up at this point. So, I mean, personally, that's what I'm going to be watching if we start to see the actual Josh Bell. And, again, it's early. I try to preface everything with that, but his swing has not looked like typical Josh Bell thus far.
Jason, what message do you think resonates with Pirates fans right now?
I don't know. Swearing, throwing things, getting mad about stuff. Like, and I get it. I'm not saying people are wrong. Andrew, I literally don't think there's anything anybody with this team can say or do until they start winning games. Like, people are just mad. And
at who, though?
Okay. They should be mad. The Pirates? I don't know. Bob Nutting, Travis Williams, Ben Cherington, Derek. Like, they just want them to play respectable baseball, and that's a fair expectation. It just got so disgustingly bad last season, and I think they want to see them spend more on players. I think they want them to, you know, compete more. But, like, if they can do the small market thing better this season and just you know, flirt with 500. If they flirted with 500, I think a lot of people would be happy, and they could respect the job these guys did. And then the attention goes to Nutting and say, okay, these guys have improved what you're doing. They improved it more than a lot of people thought they could. Now you need to add to the team. And that's where I feel like Pirates fans are. Like, you know, they're mad. They want to see improvement, and then they also want to see more money plopped into the club. And I understand why people want to see it now. They're not wrong, but, you know, what – my understanding is of how they're going to do this thing is hope for improvement before the money and then improve a little bit, and then it's on Bob to spend.
All right, Jason, go pal around with Colony, okay?
Yeah, I will. I'm looking at him right now in the media room. I'll go knock him on the back of the head.
There you go. Thank you,
all
Jason.
Right. Take care, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.